a lot of people may have been in Denver's Sun Valley neighborhood and not even realized it. Situated in and around the home of the Denver Broncos, it's one of the poorest areas in the city. But in a few years, more than $1 billion will be invested into the neighborhood, transforming it into an arts and entertainment hub. As part of her When Art Comes to Town series, KUNC's Stacey Nick has more.
In the middle of Sun Valley is Rudy Park. It's where I meet Lisa Sines. Sitting on a park bench, she says she's excited for what lies ahead.
Probably 5 years from now, maybe 10. It's not even going to look the same. It's going to be known in a good way, not a negative thing anymore. Positive, prosperous.
That's a stark contrast to the way she felt about the neighborhood when she moved here 8 years ago. The area was riddled with crime, and Sines, a single mother of two, was escaping a violent marriage and homelessness.
I hid in my house, didn't let the kids outside. Then I just kind of got tired of what I was seeing and kind of just started getting involved in going to meetings and making phone calls, helping out my neighbors.
Now she sees a bounty of new businesses, homes, and cultural organizations moving in. What she's happy not to see? Longtime businesses and residents being pushed out. Less than half a mile away, underneath the I-70 viaduct, is a row of pastel buildings along Lower Colfax Avenue. It's the former headquarters of Ready Foods.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you. Come
nice
on
meet
in.
You.
I have to excuse the informality. I have a lot going on today.
Adriana Abarca's family started the food processing company in 1972. She has fond memories of those days.
Driving over the viaduct as a kid and on the way home from downtown and seeing the old Star Bread sign lit up was always very exciting to me, and this was our neighborhood.
10 years ago, she and her late father, Luis, began storing the family's ever-growing Mexican art collection in the office. Now, she's building the Latino Cultural Arts Center.
This section is dedicated to folk art for various parts of Mexico.
I knew that I would have to create a museum specifically for the Abarca family collection, because if I were to donate it to other institutions, most of it would end up in permanent storage. It would rarely see the light of day.
Phase one of the $12 million project also includes a 100-seat black box theater, a restaurant, and a store selling works from local artists. It's slated to open in 2020.
Thank you guys all for coming.
Also opening in 2020.
I'm Vince Kedlubek. I'm the CEO, co-founder of Meow Wolf.
During a press conference in January, the Santa Fe-based arts collective announced it was expanding to Colorado, specifically on the outskirts of Sun Valley.
Hopefully we can create some jobs and we can generate some profit, and that profit can go right back into the creative communities of Denver, because that's where our heart is. That's our social mission. That's what we care about.
The four-story, 90,000 square foot permanent exhibition is expected to attract 1.5 million visitors each year. Another large-scale project that could transform the area is the Stadium District Master Plan. The proposed mixed-use neighborhood would occupy the south end of the stadium's property. Right now, the sea of parking lots is only used during games and special events. The nonprofit venture between the Metropolitan Football Stadium District and the Denver Broncos Football Club just held their first public meeting on the plan. Adriana Abarca attended that meeting, but is still a little hesitant. She says Sun Valley needs revitalization, not gentrification.
The vast majority of the development in Denver is very white-centric, and I find that very disturbing. So I would hope that they want to integrate other communities into their efforts.
That also weighed heavily on the minds of the Sun Valley Community Coalition and the Denver Housing Authority 5 years ago.
We have been strategically going through our larger and older family communities like Sun Valley Homes with an eye toward not just improving the housing that's there, but really transforming the neighborhood completely.
That's DHA Executive Director Ismael Guerrero. Beginning this year, all 333 units of Denver's oldest public housing neighborhood will be strategically replaced to ensure residents that want to stay can. DHA is also tripling the amount of area homes with additional workforce and market rate housing,
which just makes it a more viable, a more diverse, often a safer and more vibrant community.
Another part of that equation is the mix of businesses in the area.
It had a very spotty past.
Susan Powers is the president of Urban Ventures, which owns what is now Steam on the Platte. In the past, its location was an abandoned building where squatters included an illegal marijuana grow operation and a biker gang. Now, the mixed-use space has a variety of tenants. everything from the Denver headquarters for Lyft to a coffee shop run by Girls Inc. of Metro Denver as a way to teach girls entrepreneurial skills.
There are, you know, so many new businesses moving in and opportunities for jobs and for partnerships between the Meow Wolves and the and residents that are artists that happen to live in the neighborhood.
That's not something Denver is used to seeing. Powers, who is also working with the Latino Cultural Arts Center, points to widespread gentrification throughout the city, including the River North District, typically known as Rhino.
I'm not blaming folks in Rhino. I was an early developer there and would never have expected what's happened there. There's some really wonderful businesses and art there and all, but it happened so quickly. It doesn't seem quickly. You know, when you look at, well, it was over 5 or 10 years, but it was a pent-up demand, and you can't react and change that direction, and that's what's happening in a lot of neighborhoods in Denver. This one in particular just seems like it's more deliberate with a set of values underlying it that we want this to be a neighborhood that is still embracing the folks that are here and what the history is that they bring.
Everything starts with a sketch. You have to plan stuff out.
That's Sun Valley artist Mary L. Lovejoy's philosophy anyway, not just in art, but in life. It's part of the reason she's working with Meow Wolf on a committee advising them about their new neighborhood.
To have a company come in and say, hi guys, this is us and we're moving to your neighborhood and we really want to be beneficial to your neighborhood. The fact that they did that is just extraordinary, and I think it puts them above the rest.
Specifically, she's helping them ensure that it's accessible to people in the neighborhood, especially children. More than half of Sun Valley's overall population is 15 or younger. But even with all the assurances of working together, Cassie Leakes still has her doubts. I met the 25-year-old mother of four at the neighborhood food bank, Glenn's Kitchen.
I like that there's lots of programs coming in so that our community has something that they can do, but I'm kind of nervous that they'll forget about the actual community because we're so diverse. There's so many different languages, and I hope that they cater to that.
Across the street, back at Rudy Park, resident Lisa Sines, who is now a community connector with the DHA, says she's already seeing a new energy and optimism among residents who now want to stay. Block parties are the norm, she says, and neighbors talk to each other. With the help of a local graphic design shop, kids have even redesigned a Denver police car to pay tribute to the diversity of the Sun Valley neighborhood.
And I don't know if that happens everywhere, but I know this is something new that's happening now here. And I see, when I see the kids happy and their parents happy, that makes me happy. They're not scared to come outside anymore. They're out there living their life.
For KONC, I'm Stacey Nick.